Hello, welcome to the award-winning gutter. I'm still away in Portugal. We're on Zoom, but hopefully technical hitches won't dampen my ardor, your ardor, or the quality and intensity of the show. Intensity is our identity here on the gutter, as we say all the time. And I've got two very intense-looking Joshes at me at the moment, Josh Sexton and Williams, and I'm joined by the ledge that is Adam Melia. Chaps, I think straight down to business because there's quite a bit to get through here. I'm delighted to announce that the Anthony Gordon rumour has come back to life. I love the Anthony Gordon rumour and I didn't want it to go away. There's too many people talking it down and going, oh no, it's quite clear Newcastle won't sell him, blah, 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 blah. I'm not having that, Josh Williams. Because although Kevin Palmer, is it the Irish Independent, has reported the deal is far from dead. He says, after all the hype of recent weeks, there is a strong feeling that Anthony Gordon will get his wish and join Liverpool this summer. And Fabrizio Romano, no less, last night said, Anthony Gordon is high on Liverpool's list. Now, I've felt since the get-go here, since this came into view when Newcastle was sort of thrashing around trying to beat the PSR deadline, Josh Williams, that this one just wasn't going to go away and that I still feel he's Liverpool's number one target this summer. What do you think?
Yeah, so do I. I mean, I hope these people are
Good.
right because he's a good link. I think he's a good player, and I think we have a bit of a need. Or well, I don't think we have a need for that player yet, but I think we will have a need for that kind of player relatively soon. So it makes sense to get him in before that need, becomes really, really prominent. Really good player. His numbers last season were brilliant, and Newcastle didn't have a particularly good season. I think he fits with the identity of the team in terms of being, intense, direct, and good 1v1 out wide and things like that, can play in different spots in the front line. So yeah, I don't think I've met anyone, to be fair, who's against signing. I mean, I've seen a few on Twitter saying they don't really see it, but for the most part, I think everyone's generally on the same wavelength when it comes to signing this kid.